playing the season for Jason? Is that like dedicated season to him?
Yeah, because no one can replace Jason Peters. You know what happened? You know, it's sad to see him go down. You know, just to see. You know, I used to watch him growing up, and to see him go down is just. You know, I'm just playing for my brothers now. You know, and trying to make everybody happy. And this is my job. Trying to keep it.
In this past year and a half, what's it been like playing with him? The relationship you have with him?
I love Jason Peters, you know. Other than the other guys, they've been helping me tremendously about working, like the work ethic and how to work, you know, how to slow your mind, don't wander. But working with Jason Peters, you know, he's one of those guys that cares about you and wants you to be successful. And he's taught me a lot about that.
I think you told us a story last year. Now you saw him in the Dallas Mall one time.
Yes,
that right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what happened?
it was crazy because I was walking around with my cousin, and my cousin was like, "Hey, this is Jason Peters." I was like, "Oh," and I said, "What's up to Jason?" And I was like, "Oh, dang, this is Jason Peters, left tackle for the Eagles." Yeah. I was like, "It's pretty cool, you know." And then a year later, I get drafted here. And I remember the first time, the first call I got was from Jason Peters, and he called me. He said, "Hey, you remember me?"
Did you talk to him that? You went up and talked to him?
Yeah, I went up and said hi to him, you know, and he asked me where I played at. I played left tackle at TCU and whatever. But yeah, he was like, "Yeah, just keep working. Like I said, work your heart, work your butt off. You'll be up here." But I didn't know it was going to be literally here. But yeah, you know, you know, I just feel like I'm ready.
And so when he called you this week, when was it? When he told you to work your ass off this week, when was that?
Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. So once it kind of came finalized everything?
Yeah, came that Tuesday morning and saw him. You know, it's sad to see him, but yeah. It's life. People are telling me it's life, you just got to move on. Can't live past, but like I said, Jason Peters said, just work your ass off.
Yeah, Carson told us a story that when he was on the cart, when Peters was on the cart going off, he called Stout over and had instructions for you.
Yes.
Is that kind of how he is?
And he was giving me tips when I helped him get into the cart.
Really?
Yeah, he just gave me some last-minute tips. You know, he just told me the biggest thing is just calm down. Mm-hmm. Don't rush everything. But he said, "You'll be fine. Just go out there and play like practice."
Are you having any family in, your fiance?
Yeah, I mean, my wife's here.
Oh, I'm sorry, your wife,
yeah,
you're
my wife's
now.
Here. Yeah. You know, my parents will be here. And, okay. Yeah.